Members, we are preparing to start, but the problem is that because of the change of venue, the issue of tea is still coming. So we have hoped that by now it will be here. And my apology for the change of venue. I was not aware that we have given a small venue, so we had to look for a bigger venue. That's why there's a change of venue. And I know all of you have started from that venue, and then you later came this side. But we're just waiting for tea to arrive so that we can start once. But probably it will be important that we indicate some changes. Welcome, Minister.
Good morning. Thank you.
We indicate that from the ANC side, as you know, that Honorable Schneeman is a whip of the committee, also acting as a programming whip, also a whip for a constituency unit. Now, it has been becoming difficult for him to cope with all these responsibilities and so on. I hope he's still going to be coming as a member of the committee. But the changes are that Honorable Mthambi, from now onwards, she will be the whip of the the study group of the ANC, and as such, be responsible to lead the ANC component in portfolio committee meetings, in articulating the position and the aspiration of the African National Congress in terms of representing the broader South African people and so on. So congratulations, Honorable Mthambi, for your new appointment. Thanks very much. I'm not sure how pressed the minister in terms of time, because whilst we're waiting, he probably could give the minister to give us the overview, but if she's got more time, we can wait for the tea. Members, I welcome Acting DG and your team. We got an active DG. Does not sit. I thought Acting DG and the DGs, they assign duties to other people to do the duty, they sit down. But this one is an activist one. You think he's here, he's not there, he's somewhere else. And so, welcome Acting DG and your team. Dr. Mncube, chairperson of ICASA, and your team. I saw the CEO from Centec. I'm not sure the chairperson whether he's here, and also your team. I've seen Telkom. You know, sometimes Telkom forget that half of them is government. Although they claim to be something else, it's okay. the minister is saying most of the time Telkom forget that. But they are also welcome. SAPC, you are welcome. Are you still surviving? Okay, yeah. You are most welcome also. we are most welcome also, and everyone who's here. Probably others will acknowledge them as they come. But before I hand over to the minister, I think it will be important as a committee to commend the work which is done yesterday by the legal service. I think it was a sterling work under pressure. They managed to guide us through the process, and also the supporting staff of the committee itself. Everyone was under pressure. But I must also extend my appreciation to the opposition parties who are represented in this committee, because we could do the work we did yesterday because of them in advising their chief whip in terms of the motion and so on. If they could not have supported that, probably should not have been able to do that. Thanks very much, colleagues, also for that. And also the members of the ANC to work under that pressure. And everyone was involved in the process to make it possible and so on. Thanks very much for that. I'm sure that's what the countries expected from us in terms of executing our work and so on. But thanks very much for everything across those who were involved, including the members of the ANC. I can see some of them, they are looking at me very bad that I'm not thanking them as if they were not a factor in the entire process. Thanks very much also you and so on. Minister, without waiting time, I'm aware that you need to go for your consultation, which you were supposed to do yesterday, but because of the dragging of the meeting, you could not. So if you can do your part at the time when you want to go your way. I hope, Minister, also are going to probably give the members the copy of your presentation if you have it ready, but we can get it when you finish it. Okay. Thanks very much, Minister.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning to yourself and the honourable members. I think we have a copy, ADG, if you can give Pell to make copies for the honourable members here on the notes that I'm going to go through in relation to what we're going to be presenting. Honourable Chair and honourable members, I'd like to first thank you once more for also having given us an ear yesterday as we were making presentations and engaged with us. Our take is that we grow in stature every day when we interact with yourself, because you are able to give us or to show us our blind spots, and when we walk out of there, we are able to drive properly and not cause accidents, and thank you very much for that. We have, I have with me the team from the SOEs. As you were mentioning, Honorable Chair, the Chairperson of ICASA and the CEO of Centec, TACOM is here, and I see that the private sector also is here. We have CELSI and the others. Yesterday I saw that we also have had multi-choice. I don't know whether they are here now. I can see them very well. Yes, thank you. We have the acting DG, which is Mr. Buthelezi Gift, and we have the DDG, Dr. Vilakazi, and we have the another DDG, who's Mr. Temba Piri, and we have the acting DDG, Mr. Khadebe at the corner there, and we have DDG E-Skills, Dr. Veso Harold, and we have other officials that are accompanying them at HR, at administration, and at international. I forgot, Honorable Chair, that SACF, the South African Communications Forum, is also here, and they were here yesterday. I want to once more say good morning and appreciate this opportunity that you gave us this morning. As I indicated yesterday, colleagues, that I was not feeling well. I'm still not feeling well. I should have been in bed since yesterday. However, if duty calls, it does. Although when duty calls, we have to do work, It doesn't mean that we must forget that we are human beings and our bodies are supposed to be looked after. So my request would be that when I finish here, Honourable Chair, just give me an opportunity. If I finish and I get time to come back, I'll come back and join you again. So I really want to beg the committee's consideration that I have to leave early. And I'll leave the situation in the capable hands of the Acting Director General, Mr. Telis, and his team, and I think they can do better. Honourable Chair and Honourable Members, the National Development Plan is clear. How can I forget to congratulate my colleague here, my sister, Faith Mutambi, Chair, for having been appointed this morning. We wish her all the best as she assumes her duties to be a whip. Now, Honourable Chair, the National Development Plan is clear about the kind of society that we envision in 2030. And I want to quote what the National Plan, Development Plan states. And I quote, by 2030, the government will make extensive use of ICT to engage with and provide services to citizens. All South Africans will be able to use core ICT services and enjoy access to a wide range of entertainment, information, and educational services, I close quote. Now, Honourable Members, we are here today to present our 2013-18 strategic plan and the 2013-2014 annual performance plan. This plan will indicate exactly how we will build the society envisioned in the National Development Plan. And I want to confirm that we already have started to implement that which is stated in the National Development Plan because it is our plan as a country. The department will also reflect on its third quarter performance, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. The Presidential Infrastructure Coordinating Commission is driving and monitoring the process of accelerating the development of the economic infrastructure required to enable increased economic growth. The ICT sector is being coordinated by CIP15, which in full is said to be Strategic Infrastructure Project number 15, which details our plans and progress towards the rollout of broadband and the implementation of digital migration.
Who's intimidating the minister?
It's okay, Mama, you're not intimidating me. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Chair. In the midst of me having introduced everyone who's here, I forgot to make an important apology for our Deputy Minister who's engaged now. And if she's able to come and join us, she'll come and join us later, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. And I also need to acknowledge the Office of the Auditor General, who are the people who help us on our daily basis when we do work. Now, State-owned companies took part in the planning process, Honourable Chair, so as to align their plans and programs with that of the Department of Communications. We had a very huge meeting with the state-owned entities where we all debated and looked at our strategic objectives and see as to how they align to the broader strategic objectives of the department. So all state-owned entities or companies that report to the department have aligned their strategic goals to the vision of the National Development Plan. The following have been identified as DOC, Department of Communications, priorities. The five strategic priorities that we thought that we're going to concentrate on now are the following. The first is broadband and broadcasting digital migration as the second, and the third is skills, and the fourth being the post-bank, And then the ICT policy review, as you would have noted when we spoke yesterday, Honorable Chair. And the other key priorities are public and community broadcasting. We're doing a lot of work, and I think that the Acting DG will lead the team in making those presentations. And then the ICT research, we work with other research institutions like CSIR and the radio frequency spectrum, and lastly, the cyber security. Under broadband, Honorable Chair, the Department of Communication will be finalizing the broadband policy and strategy to facilitate the deployment of broadband backbone and access infrastructure, especially in rural and underserviced areas, with specific focus on public facilities. We are going to be sending out these documents for the public to comment and make inputs. On broadcasting digital migration, Honorable Chair, the Department does acknowledge current challenges affecting specific facets of the program and the value chain which it is addressing as we speak. However, over the short to medium term, priority will be given to, amongst others, expanding national DTT and satellite coverage, allocations of subsidies, subsidizing STBs and STB installer training, as well as provision of technical user support. And I think that when they make the presentation, they will go further. And I'm happy that CENTEC is here, Honorable Chairperson, because they have confirmed with me that at the end of March this year, 2013, we will be sitting at 80% in terms of the signal distribution. And that at the end of 2013, we'll be sitting at 84% of the signal distribution, which means by the time we start rolling out DTT, we will not be struggling in terms of where the signal is and where there is no signal. And the 16% that I have not spoken about here, Honorable Chairperson, will be covered by satellite, which is the DTH. And then you speak, there are areas that are covered now with satellite, like the Northern Cape. As you remember, Honorable Chair, in the Northern Cape, when we launched the proof of concept last year. So as we speak, people of the Northern Cape, despite the fact that they are hosting the SKA, they are watching their televisions properly with no disturbances. On ICT policy review, Honorable Chair, we have appointed an ICT policy review panel, and we met with them just over 2 weeks ago. The panel has already started working, and we wanted to consider issues such as the events that led to the dissolution of the SABC board for the second time at some point. And I did mention in the morning yesterday that we want to look at the policy review to an extent that we also would like by the time we come to the portfolio committee, we would have made our inputs properly. We're looking at the policy review to the point that we want to come up with a green paper and the white paper eventually, and we want to have a paper that will talk to the ICTs in general and include everything in one. But we will come back and make a presentation. I think the team will be able to just give you a view of what we have done already. We hope that the panel will identify gaps in legislation such as the Broadcasting Act that will allow us to ensure that the SABC's challenges are not repeated. Over the short to medium term, the department will finalize the ICT policy review report, which will feed into the development of the draft green paper. As I said, the green paper will be followed by a white paper on national integrated ICT policy, which will inform the drafting of the national ICT bill. We already have a roadmap. I hope that the acting DG will indicate the roadmap of the ICT panel. And the Post Bank, we met with the Post Bank board just last week, and we are working to resolve challenges that are slowing down the corporatization of the Post Bank, because the Post Bank plays a crucial role in providing financial services to targeted segments of our population, particularly rural and underserviced communities. The department in the short term to medium term will prioritize the implementation of the Post Bank Act with specific focus on, among others, incorporating the Postbank Company into a separate legal entity and processing the application for a banking license, as we already have started. Under e-skills, in order to address the current e-skills gaps in the country, in the short term, the department will prioritize the establishment of a single integrated entity for e-skills through the collaboration of the e-skills institute, NEMISA and ESA. Over the short term, short to medium term, Honorable Chair, this newly established single integrated entity for e-skills will then focus on development of the National E-Skills Development Plan and will implement a range of e-skills initiatives aimed at increasing the e-skills capacity across government, business, education, civil society and organized labor. I met with NEMISA, or the NEMISA board, last week, Honorable Chair. The plans for the development of a single e-skills institute are well advanced, and South Africa is being recognized internationally for its role in developing an e-skill strategy for the developing world. I think they will talk about some of the work that we have done so far that we have made us to be recognized by the International Telecommunications Union as the first country to deal with the issues of e-skills in the direction that the ITU would want all countries to. Now, Honourable Members, those then are the five key priorities of the Department. We do have the other ones that I mentioned, and I think it is also prudent that I mention these ones. The first deals with that of the public broadcasting. The challenges that the SABC have reiterated the importance of public broadcasting for ourselves as a Department, and I think all of us, including the SABC, ICASA, and all other companies that are reporting to the department, to work in unison to try and assist each other, and including the SABC. Over the short term to medium term, the department will focus on completing the public broadcasting policy review towards the development of a position paper which will inform the Public Broadcasting Bill and Act. With regards to community broadcasting, the department intends to finalize the community broadcasting support strategy, which we already are in the process, and commence with immediate implementation after approval. On the ICT research, Honorable Chair, it's the part of work that is very important for us going forward. Program 3 of the department, which is policy research and capacity building, will have a specific research focus which will entail the development and implementation of a focused research program aimed at supporting priority policies. Attention will be given to WISIS thematic areas aligned to government priorities, publishing of revised e-barometer indicators as well as ITUD guidelines on green ICTs. I think here DDG Piri will be able to take you further. On radio frequency spectrum, Honorable Chair, the department's immediate focus will largely be on reviewing the current radio frequency plan in consultation with ICASA, taking into account the decisions of the WRC12, which is the World Radio Conference 2012, and the outcomes of the recent spectrum audit. Specific emphasis will be given to the spectrum requirements for security services. We have begun to process that. Focus will also be given to issuing policy directions on the exploitation of the digital dividend to support ICT infrastructure and services, which is why we can't wait to start rolling out the DTT, so that we can then have the digital dividend that will be released in the process as we roll out DTT. Cheers. On cybersecurity, Honorable Chair, following the approval of the cybersecurity policy framework, immediate focus will then be on the establishment of the cybersecurity hub in support of a secure broadband infrastructure. And as I conclude, Chairperson, The department will also work towards the development of a virtual cybersecurity hub, and through the presentation by the acting DG and his team, they will be able to enable the honorable members into more information. All I was saying here was to try and summarize the work that we've been doing and the work that they're going to be able to present here. Honorable Chair and honorable members, I need to say thank you very much once more for giving me this opportunity to make this presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, honorable minister, for the broad overview. Members will get the statement from the minister. I'm not sure whether he is outside, but thanks very much, minister. You can probably go to as soon as you are able to leave to go to your appointment. I'm told that T is there outside. If you can just break for 10 minutes as the minister leaves, just to have the tea, then we will come back and proceed. Honorable Stein, you seem to be one to talk.
Yes, Chair. I wonder if I may just pose one question to the minister before she leaves.
Okay.
And that is, we're looking at the strat plan going forward, and I perhaps want to ask the minister if she could update the committee in terms of the situation with the suspension of the Director General. I think it's important that we get some sort of clarity, we get some sort of structure in terms of the head of the ministry going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Stein. Any other member wants to ask something or clarity on something? That was the only one. Honorable Minister.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Member Stein, for asking. the issue of the DG is handled at the level of the Department of Public Service Administration. There's a decision that has been taken in relation to, at the executive level, in relation to all senior managers from DDG to DG level. When there are issues, we then hand them over to Minister Sisulu. So it's handled at the level of Minister Sisulu. However, or this Friday, I'll be then meeting the Public Service Commission to take the discussions, to take them through what has happened to the point where we hand it over to Minister Sisulu, and then it's handled at the level of Minister Sisulu. Minister Sisulu will then update us as far as the situation continues. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Minister. We are okay. Thanks very much. Let's break for tea, just for 10 minutes, and then we'll come back and continue. Thanks, Honorable Minister.